Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Now, Pat, did you go watch the closing credits like I asked you to do of King Kong Skull Island?
I did not.
All right. I'm going to play it for you now, okay?
Okay.
Now, you have to remember, after the credits are over, there's about 3 seconds of just blackness, okay? Nothing on the screen. And then all of a sudden, if you hang in there like I always do, I always hang in for the credits, this is what you will hear and see.
You're just going to sit there? In the dark. You're enjoying this, right? Is this fun for you? I promise I won't tell the Russians.
I promise I will tell the Russians.
She's gonna tell the Russians. Why are you keeping us here?
I wanna go home.
We get it. There was no island. We were never on an island. Island? What island? Brooks, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to Monarch.
This island is just the beginning.
There's more out there.
What do you mean, more? This world never belonged to us. It belonged to them. The question is how long before they take it back. Kong is not the only king.
Go.
Sounds pretty good.
Oh, it's a great, you know, and probably 95% of the people have no idea that that Kong, Skull Island, the Godzilla movie, and the next one are all linked together.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Came up about 10 seconds after. I'm one of those people that always watch film credits right to the end. I don't know why.
Okay, now this is at the end of Rampage.
No, this is at the end of Kong Skull Island.
Oh, at Kong Skull Island. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. How does the microphone sound?
The microphone sounds much better. Why?
Because Skype updated this morning.
Sounds much better.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so now there's nothing great about our weather.
No, because you know what happened yesterday? It was a pretty decent day yesterday.
Until the storms hit.
A storm hit about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately after that storm, the humidity skyrocketed.
Yep.
Immediately. The windows all fogged up at the house because I had the air conditioner on. It took about 2 hours for that to go away. But the humidity, it seemed like it happened over the course of that 20-minute heavy downpour that the humidity just came up out of nowhere.
That's because it was associated with the warm front. And the warm front actually introduced the tropical humidity. That's why the thunderstorms formed. Now, today, we're just in the warm sector. So it's a hazy and sticky day with showers and thunderstorms bubbling up later this afternoon in the middle 80s. Any of these storms could have strong winds. And then they die down tonight, 70 to 75. A Friday, similar. Humid, hazy, showers and thunderstorms from time to time, middle 80s. Saturday, if we have showers and thunderstorms, I think it's mainly in the morning, and I think in the afternoon, just hazy and humid, upper 80s. Your Sunday, partly sunny, hot, humid, low 90s. A late day thunderstorm, and Monday, hazy, hot, and humid, 90 to 95 degrees, similar weather on Tuesday.
Now, the thunderstorms on Friday, is this the same forecast for New Jersey? I'm planning on going possibly to New Jersey.
Yes. Yes, so you're going to have to watch about that because they won't be confined mainly to late day. There could be showers and thunderstorms popping up even before that. So keep posted on the radar. If not, you could always give me a call before you set out.
And also Friday night, we'll be back and we'll be set up at the Hotchkiss Library underneath lots of tents and everything. But from 6 to 8 on Friday evening is the big, and I mean huge, book signing party.
Right. You were saying that. That's indoors, though, right?
No, it's under tents that are well set up, and that's 6 to 8 o'clock on Friday evening.
Oh, okay. And then looks like a prime time.
Okay, and then Saturday I'll be outdoors, either in Kent, Connecticut from 10 to 2, or in front of the Sharon on the Green from 10 to 2, broadcasting live, one of those two locations. And, of course, all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have Maddie and Liz, our NPL gals, up at Falcon Ridge Folk Festival.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, the best chance, again, is the first half of Saturday. And from that point on, I think it's just going to be a typical hazy, hot, humid pattern that will continue Monday and Tuesday next week. The next front comes in, significant front comes in about Wednesday. I don't know what that's going to do. Probably not much, but, you know, we'll keep our eyes on that. I wasn't able to see view the movie because I spent my free time yesterday, and it wasn't much, but I spent my free time yesterday typing the script to the movie that we're doing because the script's not available. So I had to put it, you know how that is. It's tedious.
Yeah.
You have to stop, pause. You know what I mean? Pause, play, type, pause, play. I got it all done. I got done at 7 o'clock last night. So I got it all done.
Man, I could never do that. I'd hire somebody to do it.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? There has to be an easier way. And I'm saying to myself, I wonder if I used the recognition software, if that would work.
It's not good enough.
That's not going to work. Yeah.
No, you might just, hey, give somebody $200 to do it.
Yeah. Well, too late now. Pat did it.
Right.
And the stuff going on at the association is, it's just horrible.
It's out of control.
I watched the emails go back and forth. The board is going to try to put through the rules and regulations as they saw them and not revised. So somebody who got word of it started sending out emails to all the members, telling the members to vote no on it. A couple of the officers saw that, took complete offense, and started emailing back and forth. There were so many emails going back and forth, I couldn't even understand half of them. But the word is out, from what I hear, anyhow, that there are things in the works to adjust this board. I have a feeling, Marsha, what they're going to. Nobody told me. I have a feeling they're going to call an emergency meeting. The members are going to call an emergency meeting, and they're going to call for the resignation of several board members.
Oof.
Yeah, okay. Big time, big time. It's just awful, awful. And our big annual picnic comes up next Saturday.
I was going to say, it should make for a fun picnic. Maybe there'll be people throwing other people in the lake.
I wonder if there's going to be like a line down the middle of the field, you know, the red on one side, the blue on the other.
Should make for a fun picnic.
The only thing that I have to do at the picnic, the band is going to play one of the songs that we need for the movie. And the lady who is the singer, you heard her sing last year, the year before. She was very good. Lady, she's playing Joan Collins. So she's going to get up and she's going to sing with the band. I'm going to tape it. I'll have one scene of my movie done.
Just make sure you have lots of alcohol at the party.
There always is, unfortunately. But I don't drink, so it doesn't matter.
No, but other people are going to need it.
Unfortunately.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow, Mr. Humidity.
You're very welcome. Stay dry.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast.